Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Bitch, your automotive host with the most, with the sniffles. I hate this time of year.
You got that crud.
I do. I mean, I got that old crud. I hate it.
Got that coronavirus.
It's crazy. We don't say that.
No.
Just kidding.
reverse. No, it's like we'll get rid of it, then we'll get it back. We get rid of it, we get it back.
Because our weather never stays the same for more than 4 minutes.
Exactly.
One day, it's negative 12. The next day, it's 72.
Well, that's like next week here. It's supposed to be 70. I'm like, really? Today?
It's snowing 40. Tomorrow.
I know.
I'll take that 70.
I'm with you, but so, still.
Because you drive a Corvette. That's why you're that guy. You got a target top.
Yeah, I'm not driving it right now.
No. And of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
How about a shout out to our buddy Rory Sizemore in Pikeville, Kentucky?
Rory.
Wonder if he's related to Roy McElroy.
No, I'm just kidding. Rory.
His last name is Sizemore.
I know. That's just a cool first
not
name.
Really how relative.
I knew a chick named Rory one time.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Had to catch myself.
Yeah. So, you know, then of course, I almost forgot about you, Kobe.
It happens.
It does. Can't forget about Kobe. Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
You know, I was like, what are we going to talk about this week? Professor sends me a text. What are we going to talk about this week? Kobe sends me a text. What are we going to talk about this week? What are we eating? And
that's more important.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, and it's like all this weight on my shoulders, you know, 52 times a year. Got to think up some. Got to think about some.
It's your show.
But you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean. So, and then like if I hand the reins over to the professor, next thing you know, we start talking about damn K cars. So we can't do that.
That could be next week.
No.
No.
That could be no week.
We got you out of K cars.
I deleted some out of my Facebook because they owned one.
Was it the dude from...
Yes.
All right. He was on this show.
Not no more.
That thing's a 4-speed manual.
You know what?
It was a 4-speed manual.
This isn't K Cars and Cupcakes. It's Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Gotta think anything else started with a K.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't start with a K.
That's what I'm saying.
K Cars and Koala Bears. I would like that show, actually.
Because I love koala bears.
If we ever have a spinoff.
K-Cars and Koala Bears on Animal Planet.
I could see that would probably be the only useful thing for a K-Car is to make it like a...
What, a koala bear eat it?
No, a koala bear just live in it. Yeah, just kind of like a chicken house, but for a koala bear.
A habitat.
If you had a K-Car wagon, you could fit a lot of koala bears in the back of that thing.
They like to cuddle, I heard. Hmm. They're snugglers, you know.
Yeah.
But, so we're talking about... I started thinking about it. You know, and you see these car collections, like you see all these rich guys. And I don't know what it is. If you got money, like it gives you a license to be weird. Like, they pick weird. Like Tim Allen has a cool car collection.
He does. But he does.
Yes, he has cool things.
And he's
but
weird.
Then he has weird things.
Exactly.
He has a 500 horsepower Ford Festiva.
I thought that was Jay Leno.
That's what I'm talking about, John.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and then he's got
welcome to the conversation, Professor.
And then he has all the way off the other deep end, he's got a steam-powered airplane motor car.
Yeah, I mean, or he gets into, like, Duesenbergs and, it's just, you know, and all that. And, I mean, that's fine. I mean, you know what I'm saying. But, like, then, like, you got, like, what's the guy, the puppet guy? Jeff
Dunham.
There you go.
Yeah.
He collects, like, Pintos and Vans and Bradley GTs.
Yeah, he's got some cool Mopar stuff, but he also has a couple of Pacers.
He's got a couple of Vets, too.
Don't say that.
I mean, it's like...
Now, I'll tell you who has a pretty good car collection of Mopar stuff is the ex-wrestler.
You're talking about bald guy?
Yes.
Goldberg. Bill Goldberg.
Yeah. Bill Goldberg. He lives actually in the old town I'm from.
Yeah. Old Bill.
Yeah, he's got a massive collection.
Yeah, he is. Well, I mean,
of special stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, like, you got weird guys, and they start collecting Mopars, and then it's just downhill. Like, I'd feel better if I had a drug habit, you know? I mean, then
they might have that, too.
Possible, you know? Like I said, that goes hand in hand, that whole lifestyle.
I got to have a way to go to sleep.
No comment.
So, but anyway, so, like, if money wasn't an object, I got a few cars, but I'm talking about, like, a collection. Like, if money wasn't an object, and you were going to go out and start collecting something, like, you were going to seek the best of something, what would you go seeking for? And I'm really interested in what you would do. And I see, this is almost kind of like a, in a lot of ways, Professor, this is almost like a test.
I was going to say that.
Because, you know, like, for so long, you've been going down the wrong path. And then, like, kind of like life's GPS, old Rob brings you back. And we get you on the right track. And you're driving America's sports car down America's highway. And you're just going, and you're going. So this is going to be like a test. Make sure you don't try to divert and be like, K-cars. No.
Well,
if you were going to be, a serious car collector.
Mine's going to be very diverse, as you know. I'm not going to be like, I would buy every cool Chevy ever made. Like, that's not me.
First of all, that's impossible, because they're all cool. Next.
No, my first car was an 86 Cavalier. It wasn't very cool.
With bullhorns on it.
It did have bullhorns on it, and it said Mustang across the windshield. I don't know. I mean, my first would be, this one's not super expensive, but, well, it is to me, but right now, would be a 58 Plymouth Sport Belvedere two-door coupe in
Christine,
red and white. What Christine really was, because Christine didn't really exist, like right. What it was.
Are you saying a car that kills people? It's...
Well, no, I'm saying the Fury wasn't offered in red.
Right. What color was it actually offered in only?
Eggshell white.
That's of all of the colors I was going to pick out for a car, a special edition.
Well, it had the gold sport tone trim, so kind of.
That's what I like about Professor. So you'd have a Fury,
yes.
A Christine.
Yes.
Would you have a screen used car, or would you have?
I would have one restored for $75,000 instead of buying one for $250,000 just because it may or may not have been used in the movie. Like, I don't want it because it's Christine. I want it because it's beautiful. And because it's Christine.
All right. So would you keep going with the movie car theme?
No.
So that's it on the movie cars.
Yeah. I don't want it because it's movie car.
No Back to Future DeLoreans?
No, regular DeLorean.
You take a regular DeLorean?
I wouldn't have a Back to the Future DeLorean.
You don't want... So that's the only way I can have a DeLorean. I gotta have the. I want the van. I want a Mr. Fusion.
Yeah, I'd want the whole. If I'm gonna do,
it's gotta have a flux capacitor.
Yeah, just like the if I would get a Trans Am like that, it would have to be the Knight Rider Trans Am with the cool thing and the butterfly steering wheel. It would have to be that one.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
And the light up pedals.
Yeah, because them two cars without the movie. They ain't worth nothing to me.
I'd rather have a black 82 Trans Am.
See,
I mean,
I don't like gimmick stuff. That part I'd probably add.
Crumb.
That is pretty cool.
Crumb didn't think it was no gimmick. I'm just telling you, you see Kit come rolling up, you got straight quick, okay?
That's not real.
That car don't. Have you ever seen Turbo Boost?
I do like Turbo Boost.
Exactly.
Just push it. Pew!
Yeah, I mean, if I could, like, jump
over... The Knight Industries 2000.
If I could jump over stuff, that would be pretty cool.
It would actually be really neat.
I wonder if you could just add that feature, though.
That was a really, really rare option in 82 on the TAs.
They only made a few.
Only a double handful were ever produced. All right, so now we're going into it. So now we're getting away from movie cars, and you want cars that were in movies, but not like they were in the movie. You want them in their stock form.
I mean, not really, because neither of those last two would really be in my collection.
Hold that thought. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
How about we bring it on back home for a minute to Greenville, South Carolina, and our buddy Sean Decker over at Willwood Brakes.
Woot. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So we're talking car collections, and we've gotten started, and me and Kobe might have been picking on the professor a little bit on break.
Because I have good taste.
Yeah, something like that. So we left off, you said you would have a stock Firebird.
Well, I wouldn't really put that in my dream collection. I'd rather have that than a full-on kit. Like, no, I mean, of my...
I mean, how cool would it be if you have a car to carry on a conversation with?
Exactly.
Well, that would be where the Dodge Daytona Turbo Zs come in. They talk. They do.
Yeah, they keep you company when it's broke down.
Well, they'll tell you, your engine, your oil pressure is low.
Your engine is failing.
Pull over.
After it blows up.
It's like auto.
Call tow truck.
It's like an autopilot on an airplane. Pull up.
Call for help. Oh, Richard, add oil. Just keep pouring.
So what else would be in your collection, Richard?
I told you mine would be very diverse. A lot of the stuff that both relatively affordable and also not so affordable, like stuff that I remember from when I was a kid, like an 85 Ferrari 288 GTO. Not, that would be on the not affordable side, about $1 million.
You know, things I remember as a kid. Okay, you know, my granddad said that, he remembers polio. We don't necessarily want that back, okay?
288 GTO, they made 272 of them ever. And there used to be one in Greenville that I used to see all the time, and it was something to see.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah. But
so how about on the not-so-exotic side?
I would like a bone stock, like all original, like down to the Goodyear Gatorbacks GT 5.0 Mustang, like 88 or 89, preferably 89 for mass air.
But what colors?
I would want the one that people like us would have bought when they were a few years old and just completely muffed them up. I'd want to put it back.
I want to put it back the way I found it.
I want one that was owned by somebody like us, and I want to fix it.
Before the teenage and early 20s guys got a hold of it.
What colors would you go with?
I always like the blue and silver.
I took you for the blue and the gray.
Yep, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Me, cocaine white, the red stripe running around, red guts inside.
I'm with you.
I wouldn't complain about that. I wouldn't complain about
that at all. Ricky is going to fanboy on you now, Richard, because he's got
the blue and the silver. Yeah, it's a little bit brighter blue, though.
He's had that thing since it was
new.
Yeah. That's awesome. I think his is not quite as it was delivered, if I recall.
No.
It's been
what we like to call modded.
Is he going to put it back?
No.
No. So, what else will we go with? 5-liter Mustang is a soft spot. I think everybody in this group, even me, I would have a 5-liter Mustang.
Oh, most definitely.
Well, I would say a C4 Corvette, but...
Check.
Already checked that box.
How about SVO? See, this is the thing. I know you got that weird small displacement with a power adder kind of thing going.
SVOs are cool. I like them. I respect them. I'd rather have a Shelby Daytona.
Really?
Yeah.
See, me, I had an SVO. I would like to have another SVO back.
Well, they're cool.
Those are cool.
Again, I mean, are we assuming unlimited space? And
I mean, you know, I tell you what. I'll give you 10 spots.
All right, well then... I got to rethink a couple of the ones I already said. Just the SVA. No SVA. Not in the 10.
Man.
Wow. Wow, there's a lot of cars out there.
See, I'm a little different on a lot of these. So, supercar wise, would you have a Gallardo Lamborghini?
If I was going to get a Lamborghini as a supercar, I'd probably get a Diablo. If I was going to get a Lamborghini as a daily driver, I would probably get a Gallardo. Not a daily driver.
Now, if you were just getting a supercar without being a Lambo or whatever, what would you go for?
288's up there. Got a soft spot for Testa races. Probably Testa Racer.
Those are cool. They're not the most reliable car.
They're not that bad, really. The maintenance is B, but they're not. They are actually pretty reliable. You know, $15,000 clutch every 15 or 20,000 miles. Not that big of a deal.
Just saying.
Just do the $15,000 engine out service at the same time. Knock them both out.
$30,000, you're out the door. You know,
and you're good for another 2 years.
You ride around like Don Johnson in Miami Vice.
That's right.
You're not a truck guy.
You're not a truck guy. I've said no trucks. In your 10, not a little red 10. Express.
Nah, see, I wouldn't consider any. Not a little red express.
Not SRT.
Maybe a Cyclone. But again, we're talking about 10. Like, it's hard to narrow it down to 10.
Boy, life's just cruel, isn't it?
It's so rough when you only got 5,000 square foot to put your car collection in.
I can't. It's such a hard assignment.
I mean, any hot rods, 32 Fords, or street rods, or muscle cars?
Muscle cars, yeah. I would like a Cuda. Like, not even a Hemi, not even a big block. Well, maybe a 383. But like a 340 four-speed Cuda, that would be pretty
That's cool. A fun car.
Yeah.
That's a fun car. And see, that's the thing. Everybody, like, I want a Hemi Cuda. Everybody wants to say Hemi Cuda. Yeah, that's what you want to say. They're not that great.
You don't want to drive one. I mean, the pony cars with the big blocks don't drive that good.
No, they push like a freight train.
Well, I mean, you know, I've never drove a Hemi Cuda. Well, but I want to tell you something. I've had several big block Camaros, and I've drove big block Corvettes, and I want to tell you something. I'll take the small block car every time.
They're better cars.
Better handling, better driving, and I'll be honest with you, at the end of the day, if performance is where it's at, you can build that small block and make a way more powerful.
Build a small block.
Rumble that big block any day. that's that mentality, like bigger is better, everything.
The only
thing that I like a big block in is in a Chevelle, like a 70 Chevelle or a 66 Chevelle, things like that. I like that.
It's a big car, though.
That is a big car, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah. It's not 60% of
in my A-body.
Yeah.
Would you have a van or anything like that?
I would like a van.
Well.
It kind of creeped me out how you said that.
Like a minivan or an old van?
All right, I'll tell you what.
I don't want a minivan.
Hell, why the hell do you want a Dodge Daytona, you know? I don't know, but we're going to find out after this break. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about car collections right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst. Man, I hate this cold. It's killing me.
Yeah, man.
It's killing my intro.
This has got to go.
Numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, everybody? How about a shout-out to our buddy Austin up in, and I apologize if I mispronounce this, Binghamton, New York.
Binghamton. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So we're talking about dream car collections. We're talking about the professor's dream car collections. And he said something about a van when we went to break.
He did. Down by the river?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
with the banjo and all?
Might find it there every now and again. I was talking about like a straight up 70s, like a Dodge Adventurer with side pipes and like stars for windows.
Shag carpet.
Of course. I mean, on the walls at the very least.
At least.
Would you have like a dragon on it or anything? I mean, because you're going to build this because you got the money. Would you have like a dragon on it or anything cool on the side?
You
got
to have something cool airbrushed on.
You do.
I would find a very competent painter and let him do his art.
How about if he wanted to do unicorns?
I would consider it.
You please.
I would consider it.
Only if there were fire-breathing unicorns.
I mean, that would be better.
Like a dragon or...
How about a dragon unicorn?
How about a dragon eating a unicorn?
Hey, I could see yours having like koala bears and a koala baby bear, pandas.
A koala bear and a panda riding a unicorn.
You know, something going, like the whole forestry scene.
Well, it definitely have a bumper sticker that says, don't laugh, your daughter might be in here.
Oh, no.
If the vans are rocking. Oh, killing me, Professor.
I'm just keeping it classy, man.
Let's keep it, yeah, speaking of that, let's get it out of the vans.
Yeah.
So
that gets you up to 8.
Oh, we're doing my whole portfolio?
Yeah, we're going through your portfolio.
We're at
right
8
here.
Now.
Oh, shoot.
You got 2 more.
Man, I don't even know what I picked. Well.
When you open the door, you'll know what you got.
All right.
El Camino?
Nah, not in the top 10. I don't know. I mean, maybe like...
Any cool SUVs? Escalade?
G-Body?
Probably a new Escalade, just because, like, just to drive.
Like a dope man. Everybody needs a daily.
Yeah, and that's a nice one.
It is. Come run. Nice like one of those rap guys.
Okay, you got one more.
All right. And cost is no object.
Cost no object.
Go ahead and say Enzo.
I already got a Ferrari. Probably a Porsche 959.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and that one, that's a good investment, which I'm actually getting to pick with fake money, cars that are decent investments.
And I like it because you spend your fake money wisely.
That's right.
On vans down by the river.
All right.
I'm going to be fake rich.
So Richard's got a very diverse collection.
He does.
He's Ferraris and Plymouth Furies and... Minivans and shagging van, hippie vans and all kinds of stuff. So now, Kobe, so I think our collections are going to be a lot alike.
Yeah.
So you started talking about like 4-cylinder turbo Mustangs. I don't know about that.
I wouldn't say I would have one in my collection.
10 cars. Give me one. Give me a good one.
My first off would be a Zephyr.
So any particular yearling in Zephyr? I mean, there's so many pretty ones.
I would somehow... Money was no limit. I would track down the guy that Chip Foose built the Riddler Ward Zephyr for, and I would buy it and just put it on that little rotisserie and just let it
sit. That thing would just be turning.
I would put it in the center, and it would just turn all the time.
Yeah, the first thing I was like, you'll play hell driving that thing off here.
Nope.
You better get moving quick.
It's just going to sit there and turn with all the mirrors underneath of it.
You best gun it.
Here it comes.
You got to be quick on it. Imagine him parking it up there.
But that Zephyr that Chip Foose built, that's the most gorgeous car.
It is pretty. I like the Zephyrs, though. I like all of them. They were pretty original, but
yeah.
That even hot rodded like that one. That's just a timeless hot rod, period. Yep. So what else?
Well, that was my sky's the limit one. Daily, I would say a Cadillac, but then when we were at the Motor Trend show, I kind of changed my tone a little bit, even though it might not be the most reliable, someone said, but I would probably go with that new Lincoln, that big boy Lincoln.
The one that what's his name's ice fishes out of
yes,
the back of.
Yeah.
Oh, what's his
Matthew
name?
Matthew McConaughey.
That guy.
Yeah. I would probably go with that for a daily.
Good ice fishing car.
Yeah.
Lincoln Navigator brings you the ice fishing world championship. Yeah.
Of course, gotta have the 5-0. That's just a given.
What color would your 5-0 be?
Same as yours, white, red stripe, red interior.
Vanilla ice style.
Straight up. I mean, I had one, I had a blue one, I had a black one, I've had a red one.
I could get talked into a nice black GT.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
You know, I love just any of them really, but the white with the red would probably be, you know, right there. Definitely got to have a cool truck. And when I say a cool truck, I would like to have like the movie truck Fall Guy. Gotta have it.
That's a cool one. Lee Majors.
You gotta have it. I mean, that's
first of all, okay, for all the kids listening, Lee Majors was a very big part of our lives growing yes. up. You gotta understand, Lee Majors not only was the Fall Guy, one, he was shacking up with Heather Locklear back in the day. This is the thing. But before he was the Fall Guy, he was the $6 million man
exactly.
before that. And I got the funniest story about that. Talking about the $6 million man. All right, so everybody has heard of Iron Man 4x4, yep. the Jeep store.
Yep.
We have a Jeep store. This guy's like a Jeep god in this area. He knows everything about him. He's got about a million of these Jeeps. And, you know, one of the best. One of the best around. And every time you call him, he gets on the phone, and he's like, you know, like you're explaining your problem. And I got a few customers with Jeeps, and I'll call him up, and he knows off the top of his head what you need. So I'll call and check on it. He'll be like, you ain't got nothing to worry about. We got the technology. We can rebuild it. He always quotes the $6 million man to me every time. And it works. He never gives me a time frame on when I'm going to get my stuff. But I get off the phone with him because he quotes that to me.
And you feel good.
And I feel okay about it. We can rebuild it. We have the technology.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Talk to you later, David. Click. You know what I'm saying?
Couple years later, call him back. We got the technology. No,
exactly. But I mean, so yeah. So that's the thing. Lee Majors is what made that cool, and it had that cool little door. It was yes. a long bed truck.
Yep.
But it had the little kick out door on the side. I don't understand. I don't know if it's where Tattoo Road and he jumped out or what.
I don't know.
That was Fantasy Island. But yeah, you know what I'm saying. But different show. But you know what I mean. And. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's just a cool truck. He's the damn Fall Guy. He's a stunt man, and he's got Heather Locklear.
Exactly.
I mean, when I die, I want to be Lee Majors. I'm the end.
And you can't forget, I mean, it was a show bar, but the truck had like 11, I'm just being sarcastic, I think it had four, maybe six roll bars all in one, you know, going, you know, oh, the yeah. bars.
Because I mean, everybody, you could barrel roll that thing 1,300 times.
Flip that thing over on purpose.
And it doesn't matter. Like, period.
It had like 80 KC lights on it. You know, it's just.
It had those big chrome bullet hole wheels
yep,
on it.
Yep. That was just a cool truck. That's that in the truck collection, that's what I got to have. I got to have
that. They got to have the bird on the hood.
Oh, yeah. Just, I mean, that truck. I would love to have that truck. That's just a cool truck.
I would want Heather Locklear in mine.
I would, well, if I couldn't get her, I'd at least get me a cardboard.
I'd take Heather Locklear now.
I'd get me a little. Cardboard just cutout because. Or something.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
You just write that in your memoir.
Exactly.
Come here. Have a seat.
I think it'd be easier. I'll be honest with you. It's probably easier to get Heather Locklear now than to get a nice square body four-wheel drive. I'm just throwing that out there to yeah. you. You know, Heather ain't hitting on a whole lot. Them square bodies, they've gone crazy over those damn things.
Yep.
Just throwing that. I'm just saying. I almost sold a car to Heather Locklear's cousin.
Really? Yep, the Cadillac.
Yeah, the Cadillac. The guy wanted to buy my 68 Cadillac. He said Heather Locklear was his cousin. And the very first thing he told me, he said, she's crazy as a coot.
Well.
You just described 98% of all females to me, bud.
He was, too, because he wanted to buy a Cadillac.
Yeah, really. His name was Clyde.
Of course it was.
Come on, Clyde. And so here I am. I've never met this guy before in my life. And I'm sitting here talking to him on the phone. He's like, yeah, Heather Locklear. I'm like, come on, Clyde, you're pulling my leg. And I'm just like, no, Rob, I'm telling you. She's crazy. I'll get her to text me. She'll send a picture. I mean, Heather Locklear.
Might want to get in on some of them text pictures.
Be like, tell your cousin, I said, what's up?
Tell your cousin, here's my number.
Here's my digits.
Let me get some of them pictures.
Oh, all right, guys. We're going to finish Kobe's master collection up right here after this commercial break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, everybody? We're kind of kicking around the East Coast so far this week. How about a shout out to our buddy Daniel Duran Martinez in Norcross, Georgia?
Danielle.
That's not my understanding. It's Daniel.
It's Daniel. Daniel. Like Daniel. Like what's on?
Daniel's son.
Yeah. I don't know.
Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours Legal Counsel / All Around Cool Car Guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So Cubby was telling us about his car collection. Richard done went through his. I done had to take a Tylenol because of Richard. Now, Cubby's telling about his, and he's over here talking about he wants to fall. Cubby's picking out some pretty cool stuff. He's going over here. He's going Fall Guy. He's pulling at my heartstrings because, you know, we're kids of the 80s.
We have an unlimited budget.
Have you bought a square body lately?
Have you bought the Fall Guy truck lately?
Touché.
And have you bought a $3 million Zephyr lately?
No,
I mean, come on. These ain't like cheap cars. And then I'm going to even get into probably one that's even cooler than the Fall Guy. And everybody knows this one.
What's that?
I'm going to have to go with a van myself, but I want the 18 van. You got to have the A-Team van in your collection.
Who did you want to be when you were watching the A-Team? Everybody had that one guy they want to be.
Well, then it was probably Face, you know, because he got all the women.
And he had the Corvette.
Yeah. Now, I'd like to be Murdoch just because he was a crazy fool.
I like, see, I always called, when me and my little friends played A-Team, I always called all-time Face.
Yeah, I used to myself. Yeah. But now I'd have to go with old Murdoch because he's a nut, man. Old Murdoch, he's a trip.
Murdoch's fun.
I'm still going to go with Face.
I like when, you know.
I took you for a Mr. T man.
Why?
I pity the fool.
Say fool.
I don't want to be B.A. Barack.
I remember when I was a little kid, I had a Mr. T bank. It was like a bust of his head on my dresser. And you drop your money in his mohawk.
And you had all these nightmares.
I pity the fool.
That would be awesome if it said that when you put money in it.
I'd love
pay me, sucker.
But I like when they redone the movie, A-Team or whatever, and they went and go bust out old Murdoch out of the nut ward or whatever. And he goes to jump on a helicopter on the blade, and he's swinging around, and he's singing, I swing me right around, right around. He's a nut.
That guy's crazy.
He is crazy.
That's crazy.
I love that dude.
So... You got an A-Team van.
Yep.
Now, and the A-Team van, these guys, you know, we actually interviewed old Video by Mosley. He builds these things.
Yeah.
And he takes it to the next level. Like, how do you to build the correct A-Team van, the right era G-Van, the right wheels and all that stuff.
Yep.
There's actually a guy in California built one that was period correct outside, all LS inside stuff.
Pretty cool.
Now that would be a cool
that's
one.
Killer.
You could go around and do shows and stuff with it. That would be kind of cool.
I mean, there's something about a 600 horsepower 18 van that kind of gets the old blood pumping.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
All right. So we're moving on.
Okay. Well, you know me, I'm not a Corvette guy. So there would not be a Corvette in the collection. Nowhere to be found. I do like the new C8s, but let's not go there. That probably won't be in the collection for a while. I would like probably a Grand National just because they're iconic cars. I would.
My grandmother had a Regal. It was a great car.
Yeah, not a Regal. I want a Grand National. I mean, it's a Regal, but you know what I'm saying. I want the Grand Nationals. I don't want the six-cylinder going to Ingles. Regal.
I had a six cylinder,
and you can take it.
Well, I know, but I'm just talking about.
When I worked at AutoZone, there was a guy that had a shop behind AutoZone, Walt Guest.
We talked about him not too long ago.
He had a Grand National, and he would pull up in front of AutoZone with it, and I had my SN95 Mustang, knowing he would eat me alive, and I'd be like, "That's a cute Buick." So my grandma's got one, but hers got chrome bumpers on it. Oh God, he'd get so mad.
Those are one of the two cars I've ever driven in my life that scared the living hell out of me. Like, I turned around and I took it back and said, I don't want to drive this thing anymore.
It gave me nightmares. Grand National Buick.
Yep. Supercar.
Which is McLaren?
No.
You're going to get an MP412C?
No. No, 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 and no.
In Storm Gray?
No, 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 no. Unlimited budget, whatever that one is, and it's called the one, that supercar. it's called the
Uno.
Well, it's called the One, ain't it?
What? Yeah, it's one to one.
Yeah, one to one. That's what it was.
Is it a coincide?
Codensec. Yeah, one to one.
Yeah, man, you're really kicking it out there, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Wow. You know, if I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go.
I mean, yeah, that's doing it.
White. The white one with the little bit of carbon fiber with the orange stripe on it, that thing's just nasty looking.
Yeah, you know what one-to-one means, don't you?
No.
Horsepower to pound.
Really?
Yep.
And it probably weighs about...
I think it's horsepower to kilogram.
I don't know, but I know that thing is just bad to the bone looking.
It's if like no one's ever... It's 1,000 kilograms, it's 2,200 pounds and 1,000 horsepower.
Yeah, if you haven't ever seen one, look it up.
In kilograms?
And then my last one, I would probably have to have in the collection just in case I want to go to, like, you know, Dairy Queen or something like that. I would have to get a big Maybach, you know.
To get a Dairy Queen.
You know, because you can't get a Blizzard and just a Mercedes. No. I got to get my Mr. Misty. I'm showing my age. I don't think they make those anymore. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got to get my chocolate dip cone in my Bach.
Yep, that's it.
Yes. It looks like a damn eclipse. I wouldn't have it.
You're crazy.
It doesn't look like an eclipse.
No. But see, this is the thing. Like, if you're in the Maybach, you know, you got all that leg room. You got your back foot rest, all that stuff, so you can actually relax and enjoy it. And then you can hit your little button, see them.
Who's driving?
I don't know. Probably one of you guys.
Oh,
I'll get somebody. If I can afford a Maybach, I can find somebody to drive it.
You better be getting me a damn chocolate dip cone if I'm driving.
I can get somebody to drive if I got a Maybach.
I'll drive your Maybach, Kevin.
But, yeah, that would round up my collection.
I don't know if you want Richard driving your damn Maybach. If he's got a chuckle dip coat in one hand, you got in trouble, bud.
Yeah, we are screwed.
Put that thing on autopilot.
You're sitting in the back trying to enjoy your frozen treat, and you're like, wait a damn minute.
He's eating his. Who the hell's driving?
Let me slide that privacy divider down. So,
pull over in that parking spot, Richard. Eat your ice cream first.
Oh, so what next?
We're
like what? Four in on him now. Four?
Yeah. No, I only got two left.
Oh, you only got two left.
I only got two left.
Time flies.
I feel like Kobe's mouth is off.
Yeah, I feel like because we got the Zephyr, the Grand National.
Yep.
Fall Guy truck.
Yep.
18 van.
Yep.
The Koenigsegg, or whatever you call it.
Yep.
Maybach.
That's six.
Four left.
Oh, I do have four left.
I think I had more than, I think I had at least one left, and it was a Grand National. Go ahead.
Okay, you went with a Grand National, too. He just copied me. No,
copycat. Y'all want to fight over it?
I would have to go with a older Roadster, something like a 37 Ford.
A cool street ride.
Cool street ride, 37 Ford. I just love 37 Fords.
You like swoopy cars.
I do. I like swoopy cars. And I like boxy cars. That's the crazy thing is.
Like a muscle car. Would you go with a Chevelle or not a Camaro or a Mustang? Because those are pony cars.
Yep.
But would you go?
I wouldn't mind having like a 65 GTO.
That's a good one.
I would have to have a 65 GTO, you know, tri-power car, 4-speed in the collection. I would have to go with, and on the other side of a muscle car, I would like to have I would like to have an old Packard.
A Packard?
Yeah, an old Packard. Not even particular. I just like old Packards.
Well, we're going to get into Packards a little more here. Hang on. Okay. Guys, we got to take a quick commercial break. Hang tight. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.